Did we finish our conversation? Can Darius Garland become flat out point guard, pass the ball, score second?
Can I derail you off of the spark derail for a little bit of news?
Yes.
Yep.
All right, a little bit of news here. The Guardians have hired Corey Kluber to a special assistant role.
He was hanging out in the dugout.
Special assistant to the pitching staff. So, cool news. Congratulations, Corey.
Does he have any innings left?
That's true. Are they going to use him at all or no?
Well, and then also to remind people, we have ourselves a 1 o'clock ball game today.
He is younger than one of our quarterbacks, just so you know. Corey is still younger than Joe Flacco.
It's very true. Mm-hmm. Hey, we do have a ball game today.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
The Guardians against those punchless Milwaukee Brewers.
Boy, ain't that the
truth. Boy, if only I knew who was starting for the Guardians today.
Is it Corey Kluber?
Well, Jeff, you're in luck.
It's time to check on Cleveland's starting nine, powered by Bet365 Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the Cleveland Guardians.
How about that?
All right, gentlemen, your starting lineup today from the corner of Carnegie and Ontario. The left fielder, Steve Kwan, will be hitting leadoff. The third baseman today, Daniel Schneeman, he will be hitting second. Going third.
Okay.
Hitting third, the designated hitter, Jose Ramirez. Okay. In the cleanup spot, the first baseman, Kyle Manzardo, followed by Gabriel Arias, hitting fifth today, playing shortstop. Manning center field will be Nolan Jones. He'll be hitting sixth today. In right field, hitting seventh, will be Jean-Kenzie Noel. The second baseman, Angel Martinez, will be hitting eighth today. And in the squat, throwing down the signs, the catcher, Austin Hedges, catching for starting pitcher Gavin Williams. And gentlemen, that is your starting lineup against the Milwaukee Brewers team that I'm 99% sure is trying to hit a baseball with a broomstick.
That's Cleveland starting now, powered by Bet365 Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the Cleveland Guardians.
Can I just give a way to go to Angel Martinez?
I'm just trying to figure out.
He's come up and has done a really nice job, and I wouldn't be surprised if we see him play a lot of second base moving forward.
He has played well. It is really fun to see guys that are hitting over 200 on this team. Big fan. Big fan. Big fan.
Every once in a while, you drop a nugget that's really pretty good.
I try not to work too hard on this. So, it's our role.
That was pretty good. Do
any bronze leaks yet, man? Any leaks?
Not on the bronze side of things, but slowly but surely, stuff is starting to find its way out there involving Christmas, involving Thanksgiving, all that kind of stuff. The problem we've run into is now the NFL has coordinated this so much that I don't know what really constitutes a leak and what is like the, you know, oh, here, this is a schedule leak. Here it is. Enjoy.
Someone who's in the office, who's an intern, who's probably about to get fired anyway, finds the schedule sitting somewhere on someone's desk, or they've already just input it into their, like, their day planner or their Palm Pilot or something like that. I don't even know if those things exist anymore.
Leak? When you're telling Good Morning America, like, is it really a leak?
It's not.
No.
When you're on CBS Morning News, is it really a leak?
Is it really a leak when Troy Aikman and Joe Buck are telling you?
Is that really a leak?
I don't think it is.
No, yeah. I want the real leaks, like the good ones where they're not supposed to get out, like the rest of the Brown schedule.
It'd be nice if that came out. It's coming out later. But we're going to get back into Cavs.
So we have no more leaks. That's just
one. I want your thoughts on what Major League Baseball has decided to do. Removing Pete Rose, Shoeless Joe Jackson, other deceased players from the game's permanently ineligible list. And thus that makes Shoeless Joe and Pete Rose eligible for the Hall of Fame. Good, bad, indifferent.
Welcome to Sports Talk Radio 101, where if you're dying on the air, you bring up Pete Rose.
Well, I didn't think we were.
No, we're not. I'm just saying. But this is going to kill one of those classes. They're not even going to be able to teach it anymore.
Oh.
I do believe the word lifetime ban has been fulfilled. And their lives are no longer living, so they should be eligible to get into
the
Hall of Fame.
Did they just realize Shoeless Joe's dead?
Maybe it's just
South Africa. You got to make sure he's not in South Africa.
He's not?
We got to check. Make 100% sure, because I still think Jim Morrison might be there.
Are you sure? All right, I'm just making sure. No, I think they go ahead, put him in. I've always said Pete Rose, the manager, no, does not belong in the Hall of Fame. But Pete Rose, the player, deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
Shoeless Joe died in 1951.
Will he go in as an Indian? Or will the because
with will
the White
he go
Sox,
in with shoes?
Oh, that's a good point too. Will he have shoes?
I don't know how he'll go in, but he should go in, shouldn't he?
Do you do anything on the plaques themselves? Like, let's say the Veterans Committee puts Pete Rose in. Do you put something on there on the plaque?
All I know is
that I just put baseball.
Can we not? Now I'm aggravated. I'm not in a good mood. So I looked up Shoeless Joe's stats to see how many years he had, because I knew it was close between Chicago and here, but I didn't know exactly. So he's 1920 to 1915. So what, six full baseball seasons in Chicago with the White Sox.
Best years were here.
And then from 1915 to 1910, he had spent 6 years here. So I don't know where, but I'm sorry, man. His stats don't belong to the... It shouldn't say Guardians for Shoeless Joe's. That's just not right. I'm looking at these stats on Google, and it's like, come on, Shoeless Joe, Guardians from 1915. Stop. If it happened,
well, you're
before
looking
they
at
changed
a bad website.
Name,
then,
well, it's Google.
Well, that's
it's
not a baseball
Google.
Website. Go to baseballreference.com.
And what does baseballreference.com say he played for? Here, I'm
CLE.
Looking right. That is just
Cleveland
so,
Naps.
Sorry, that's irritating.
Yeah, that's dumb out of Google's
that's
sake.
That's just irritating.
We abide by the Associated Press. Like, that's where I am on it. It's like the Associated Press, if it's before the name change, they're the Indians. It just is what it is.
That's just so does he go in as a member of the Cleveland Baseball Organization, or does he go in as one of the two Chicago organizations, or the Royals, where he came up?
He actually played for the Naps.
Oh, that makes it even worse. That makes it even worse. It should say Naps in there. Then. You're right.
He played 83 games for the Indians in 1915 and then was traded to Chicago.
There's only one way to solve this problem, truly.
What is it?
Ask the Pope. Pope was a White Sox fan.
Ooh, that's true.
See if the Pope wants to have Shoeless Joe in there as a White Sox.
I didn't even think about that.
Whatever the Pope says, we'll follow it.
It is overdue, by the way, isn't it, that Pete Rose is allowed to go into the Hall of Fame?
As a player, yes, no questions asked.
He wasn't good enough as a manager to go into the Hall of Fame.
No, I agree, but I just like there should be nothing about him as a manager in the Hall of Fame.
So. I would agree with that, and I think Shoeless Joe will get in. He should get in. He was a tremendous player back in the day. If you read all the stats,
Pete Rose,
read the stories.
Pete, I mean, they called him Charlie Hustle for a reason. For a generation of kids that watched him grow up and play, he defined the way you should play the game. I know Ray Fosse probably wouldn't have felt this.
That doesn't put you in the Hall of Fame, though. You got to produce as well.
But he never, ever quit. He always played hard. And if you're trying to find someone to show a kid how to play the game with intensity and passion and how to play the game, that's what Pete did.
So I think it's a good move by Major League Baseball. I mean, you said it, lifetime ban. Well, they're not alive anymore.
Yeah, so...
I truly don't think you can properly tell the story of baseball without Pete Rose.
No, you can't. 100% agree with you on that.
And so and Shoeless Joe Jackson might be the best nickname ever.
So he should get in on nickname alone?
Nickname alone should get him in. Cavs are done, folks. Jim is in Strongsville. Jim.
In case you're wondering.
Hey, guys, I'm going to make Dan real angry right now. But
Do it.
Did I fall asleep and wake up and it's the end of June? Because it feels like that's what we're talking about now.
Meaning what?
No.
In regard to what?
Pete Rose, Hall of Fame or not. Let's play the schedule game, too, today.
That's right.
Well, we took about 7 minutes to bring up something
I know. I'm teasing, guys. Okay. Listen, here's my problem with the Cavs. I don't know. I think the way they played in the regular season, I think this style can work. I don't think this is a damnation on the style of play. The problem is like this whole play all season long was based on your smaller guys beating their guy, penetrating, kicking, and hitting threes. Well, either they chose not to, or Indiana did something where they couldn't. They were not penetrating, kicking, and hitting threes. And if you're going to have a small lineup, which look, the Cavs backcourt, all except for Dean Wade and Hunter, are undersized guys. That's if you're not hitting threes and punishing teams by forcing the action the way you want to play, that's going to be a problem for you. And I don't know how you get around that size issue when you look around. I get it. Like, the best player on the Knicks is Brunson. He's a small guy, right?
Yeah, but look at the rest of the team. Like,
they're all huge. Yeah. I mean, yeah, exactly. And so I think that the fundamental flaw in this roster is just that where's the size? Where's the size in the backcourt?
Bingo.
There isn't any. I mean, everybody's been hoping. We've all been crossing our fingers that, Dean Wade's going to get. Dean Wade can't stay healthy.
Well, Dean's not a guard, though. Dean's a power forward.
We've been banking on him becoming something that I just, at this point, don't think is going to happen.
Yeah, but Dean's not a guard, though.
What are you going to do? No, they don't have any big guards. It's a problem. I don't know what you do. I mean, really, I'm kind of scratching my head today. Like, what are you going to do? But to those, all the fans out there, whatever, listen, at the end of the day, this is entertainment. Were you, not to quote Gladiator, were you not entertained? I get it. We got to talk about it. Look, this isn't going to affect my life. It's not going to affect Jumbo, whoever's life. You're not putting it on your gravestone. It's not going in your obituary. Hey, you enjoyed the season. Great. This is something that during the game of life entertains you from day to day. That's all.
All right, Jim. Thank you, buddy. Jim's got valid points there, but where are you going to find the size? Clearly, the roster needs tweaked. It's a matter of how much do you tweak it, or do you make big, big changes? You can go either way. Chris Fedor from the Plain Dealer in Cleveland.com, expected to join us here in the noon hour. We're not exactly sure when. Chris is in Independence right now with getting everything going with the Cavs. So Chris is going to join us when he's able to. We can't wait to talk to him. Want to continue talking to you. 216-474-0092 is the Cavaliers' terrific season comes to a crashing halt.